Welcome to Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. Today we learn more about the Underground Railroad and its influence on life in our region during the early 1840s and beyond. Carol Pirtle is the author of Escape Betwixt Two Suns, a true tale of the Underground Railroad in Illinois. She tells the unlikely story of a Randolph County farmer for this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders.
On August 31st, 1842, William Hayes, a small-time Randolph County dairy farmer, knowingly and willingly broke the law. What did he do? He helped five African-American slaves, two women and three children, escape from their owner, Andrew Borders, who lived about 5 miles from the Hayes farm. Many people today may find it hard to believe that a northern state like Illinois would condone slavery. Indeed, at the time, Illinois was ostensibly a free state. However, in southern Illinois, people were permitted to keep so-called indentured servants who were slaves in everything but name. Borders, a native of Georgia, had brought four slaves to Randolph County in 1816. It was against the law, even in the free state of Illinois, to help slaves escape, a crime punishable at least by a hefty fine. So why did Hayes choose to break the law? The answer lies in his religion. He was a devout member of a branch of Reformed Presbyterianism, a group more commonly known as Covenanters. The Covenanters interpreted the Bible strictly and held several views that were contrary to those of most other branches of Presbyterianism. For example, Covenanters did not recognize federal or state governments because their constitutions did not acknowledge Jesus as the head of state. They went so far as to characterize the government as heathen and unbaptized and thought that it denied Christ. Consequently, they would not vote, serve on juries, hold public office, or work on the roads as was the custom of the time. They simply refused to participate in the work of the state or federal government. And they certainly did not condone slavery. As early as 1800, Covenanters actively supported abolition. In 1801, they refused communion to slaveholders. In fact, their opposition to slavery prompted many Covenanters to migrate from southern states to southwestern Illinois in the early 1800s. Though culturally similar to their fellow southerners, they wished to live in a state where slavery was illegal. Well before the Civil War, they opened their churches to abolitionist speakers, joined anti-slavery societies, and worked in the Underground Railroad. With this religious and moral background, William Hayes not only felt justified in becoming a lawbreaker, he felt obligated to do so because he believed that God's laws were superior to any made by men. Usually, conductors on the Underground Railroad took their passengers 10 miles or so to the nearest station. Not so William Hayes. He escorted them from the Sparta area in Randolph County all the way to northwestern Illinois near Galesburg. They traveled first by wagon to St. Louis, or perhaps Grafton, where they boarded a packet steaming up the Illinois River. Upon arrival in Knox County, the women and children were immediately arrested and thrown in jail. The sheriff advertised throughout the state for their owner. Hayes and the abolitionists in Galesburg tried to obtain their immediate release, but were unsuccessful for a few weeks. Eventually, Borders was able to kidnap the children, but the two women remained in Galesburg trying to get the children back. Hayes paid for his actions when Andrew Borders brought a lawsuit against him, accusing him of taking Borders' property. The subsequent trial was a civil, not criminal case, held in Perry County on a change of venue. William Hayes lost that Perry County trial and later took the case to Springfield to be heard by the Illinois State Supreme Court. Again, Hayes lost the appeal, and he was fined for his conduct. Sometimes strongly held religious convictions compel people to follow their conscience instead of the beliefs of society. Such was the case of William Hayes, a simple farmer whose religious principles motivated him to act when he saw injustice in his world.
That's Carol Pirtle. She's the author of Escape Betwixt Two Suns, a true tale of the Underground Railroad in Illinois. Published by Southern Illinois University Press, it received an Illinois Historical Society Superior Achievement Award in 2001. Carol is a former director of the Sparta Public Library. Southern Illinois Wonders is a diverse collection of artists, authors, and scholars who explore the many nooks and crannies of our cultural landscape. It's a co-production with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. Theme music for Southern Illinois Wonders is provided by Robert Bolin. I'm Jeff Williams.